Bonsoir, 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 bonsoir tout le monde. Après-midi, et nous, c'est un plaisir pour nous là avec vous après-midi. Et nous disons good afternoon, good evening to everyone who listen to the show this afternoon. I'm Smith Joseph. I'm set for Lady T. She's not here in this moment, but you know, once you're a soldier, you replace. I mean, I don't replace her, but I come in to do the show for her, okay? So it's a pleasure to be here with you this afternoon, and I have my friend who will be there with me too. You can hear him a little bit. And then we're going to do the show together. The show is like, let's talk together. But this afternoon, après-midi, nous pourrons parler ensemble. This afternoon, we're going to talk together. The things you want to know are the things, I mean, like, we're going to know. You don't know nothing about me. I don't know nothing about you. But this afternoon, you're going to know about me. I'm going to know about you. Things with, like, bothering you in the life. And then we're going to talk about it. So me and you, we're going to discuss it. Like, you know, a lot of things in our life, so we take it for granted. But this afternoon, I'm going to talk to you about it, how we're going to live in simple life, okay? And so we're going to pass the mic to my friend, so he's going to put this himself to know who he is and then what type of work he do, who he is in the community Haitian here in the Bahamas. Thank you.
Bonsoir, M. Smith. Bonsoir à toutes et à tous. C'est un plaisir, une autre fois encore, pour nous ici, dans Kailan, pas avec Lady T, mais avec M. Smith Joseph, qui est là, qui est Chita, pour Madame Lady T qui est pas capable présent et physiquement après-midi hein? Mais de toute façon laissez une équipe qui travaille ensemble on met quoi même souvelé même si tu as un petit empêchement travail là à continuer faire chemin non pas moi c'est Jean Renol Altaïus qui est en pile qu'on est en dans communauté hein? Et nous là on a fait travail nous nous pas besoin de dire qui s'ennuie et parce que nous pas appelé un pile monde nous pas appelé le monde dit comme ça que au ça qu'a passé comme ça mais de toute façon nous là comme serviteur pour nous travail n'a travail des concerts avec tout le monde n'a dit good evening to everyone this is my pleasure to be here Smith Joseph who's sitting for Lady T tonight just how the show said we must talk together. We have to talk together. I don't know nothing about you. You don't know nothing about me. That we are connected together, and then we will familiarize together. So, again, this is my pleasure to be with you tonight, Ms. Jean Renol Altaïus.
Merci, Jean. Merci, Apiel. Thank you, Jean. You know, for the. And prove yourself. Did yourself too. Merci pour Jean Renol Altaïus qui gagne tant dit qui monde qui là et de pourtant de non get accordé qui monde qui là so avec nous. Pas oublier chose ça li patronné par Sans Bière. Sans Bière, you know when you get the taste of the Sans Bière, you know what it is. And for those who drink in this afternoon, you know we have a football. Those people watching home, I know you have your cool Sans Bière with you. So for those who ain't got it yet, but you know where to get it. But I don't know the bar name, so advertising, so I can't call the bar name. So you could go get your six pack. I don't know how much for the six pack, but you know when you go in there, so you can ask him. You could get your six pack. You could enjoy yourself and watch the game. But for those Miami fans or Dolphin, you know Dolphin, and then you have I don't know. I know
you don't want to be specialized,
but I don't want to be specialized. But I know what I like. So anyhow, I ain't gonna tell no one because I don't want tomorrow when some guys come and they say, oh, I hear some of the guys talk about dogs and have plenty of fun in this garden with you. Okay? So I'm not going to say the name, but I hear, I know.
Don't call the name.
So,
don't call the name.
I'm going to call the football. I'm going to call the people who are Dolphin fan. Bon, Miami Dolphin, bon, nous même nous pas Miami Dolphin, mais nous avons quelques mais après midi à ou même qui pour regarder match là, et bien tu as besoin d'acheter une bière, et bien on gagne 100 bières, on peut pas aller, on peut prendre 6 pack, you enjoy yourself, watch the game while you have the 6 pack with you. Et oui, après midi à qui ça que nous venons pour nous parler ou même qui regarde nous sur Facebook là. Et ou même tout cap coûter nous la caillou et brancher émission hein, sur Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the best radio in town. And for those who don't know, and now you know is it, so I know you can listen radio from 6 a.m. in the morning until what? Till then, you have a show, is number one radio, you have a talk show, switch you.
Every hour.
Every hour, so you have a talk show. Yeah. So I want you to listen and turn your radio every morning. Don't turn it down. So keep it on 96.9 FM, okay? Say, Smith tell you, do not take your radio on 96.9 FM. It's your best radio show, okay? Ça veut dire, nous même ici, Captain Dim, m'a pas oublié, et Guardian 96.9 FM, c'est plus bon radio pour vous écouter dans le moment, nous tout ça, parce que lui-même, lui toujours gagne un talk show, qui vous a compris, vous a apprendre de vous-même tout, parce que talk show, c'est monde qui est spécialiste, dans parler, vous connaissez ça qui a dit, et quand pile vous a apprendre de vous-même, comme ça, vous pouvez connaître trois pays, vous pouvez connaître ça qui a passé dans le pays. So for those who live in here in the Bahamas, you got to know what happened where you live in your country. Because you live here, I mean, you have to support where you live. You got to make sure Bahamas clean, put seas and everything. So just like if something happened, you don't, I mean, you don't know. I mean, you have a newspaper in the morning. Buy some newspaper, listen to news, and then to
and
know,
read. And
exactly.
Read.
Mm-hmm. And then read, and then we know exactly what happened. And so you know what not to do, what to do. Anyhow, après-midi, hey, Jean. Et pas connait qui ça qui nous doit parler et mais ou déjà connait parce que les nous bail ton là ou même ou déjà connait qui ça qui ou pral parler de lui et moi même tout nous pral parler de en pile bagaille dans communauté a et numéro téléphone là nous pral parler très bientôt peut-être si on nous voulez reler ou capable reler pour partager quelques informations ensemble avec nous mais qui ça nous voulez dire pas là et nous pral et bon bayon second 5 minutes en 5 secondes sorry 5 secondes en silence pour un artiste gros artiste haïtien qui perdit ville et hier non sur un stage et dans ville Paris côté que était gagné yon quoi qui ça était un concert que t'a fait un concert ça était environ 3000 monde ça vraiment de bien n'a point yon seconde pour nous saluer
yeah,
5 secondes pour nous saluer mémoire zamino Mikaben c'est ça. Yeah, Mikaben, c'est ça. Oui, et d'accord. For those who are watching, you see me take a pause like 5 seconds. We have one Haitian superstar and who collapsed on the stage yesterday morning at 12 a.m. at Paris. This is very sad news for the Haitian artists, for the Haitian media too. This is very sad news. Very young guys, 41 years old, leave two children with his wife, Pagan too. But so you know, that's very sad news for the guy. And we like to say condolences to our family, to the Haitian HMI. We like to say, well, keep strong. That's alive. Well, he died on his job, actually. When he's come out on the stage, I mean, you could see like he don't feel good. Yeah. I don't know if he was watching it. When he come in, he roll that stage and he put his hand on the fan and then...
And after, he watch the video yeah, that they post.
And then he put that Haitian flyways on his side and he take it, he wipe on the neck and then he come in the sing. Just after he finish in the sing and he collapse right there and that's it. And I don't know for those, I mean, actually, I can't talk about the politics in Haiti. If that prime minister knows something, he should give that guy a funeral, like a state funeral. Because he never go on the stage one, don't carry the Haitian flag with him.
Yeah.
He always carried the fly with him. So that means he died actually with that fly on his neck. So that will present something for you, those guys.
That's showing you are deep that he
exactly.
loves his country.
Yeah. But anyhow, so après midi, nous pas de passer sans qu'il nous pas de parler de ça. So nous pas de passer à Jean-Renaud Latahis lui-même nous connaît c'est homme politique que monsieur est, ou pas capable de politique avec monsieur. Et encore, et n'a pas avec monsieur Lenda Vinia de Etchemaï là. Monsieur dit pas qu'on a rien de Etchemaï. On a dit, pas mon qui fait partie ça, il parle avec monsieur, c'est affaire politique. Là, on parle de politique Haïti, ou pas, checké Jean-Renaud Thalys, ou pas qu'on a rien. Parce que, au cas où on a tout le temps ça dans le pays, il y a pour la parole de A à Z dans le pays, ça veut dire, monsieur connaît ça, l'a dit. Bon, je veux qu'on connaît monsieur dans l'étudier, c'est ça.
Pas de sens politique.
Non, pas de sens politique, mais au juridique.
Oui, sans juridique.
Sans juridique. Bon, c'est même pas là tout, c'est politique. Eh bien, c'est ça. Nous parlons passer Michael Ajusue lui-même qui va dire non, qui sac dans Maïli après-midi et qui sa tout l'hypothé pour auditoire qui branche ensemble avec nous.
Et bonsoir encore, M. Smith Joseph. Et bonsoir, et le Diti. Quand on y a mon qui a appris, parce que. Ou si certain ou bien représenté dans studio c'est comme si j'étais là et m'a profité occasion ça pour me saluer monsieur Wood Février depuis Canada qui déjà branché nous sur par Facebook nous et après-midi hein ça que nous t'a aimé et abordé par rapport avec ça que société nous a fait face plus particulièrement dans Bahamas c'est décalage qui gagne dans mitan timonio décalage qui gagne dans mitan timonio et détérioration qui côté le sorti pour qui raison c'est qu'on s'allie qui mesure et au préalable qui te doit pas prendre et qui ça que nous-mêmes comme adultes nous ta doit faire pour nous accompagner yo pour nous comment que nous capable ramener yo à l'ordre pour permettre que yo même qu'on y a même même respect que nous-mêmes nous te qu'on gagne dans le temps là nous te timon. Parce que une bagaille que nous chaque doit mettre dans tête nous avant que nous venons à niveau que nous y a nous te râler nous te marcher nous te marcher sans pantalon nous venons à mettre pantalon nous venons aller l'école nous venons jusqu'à ce que nous venons tomber dans une foyer nous gain madame venir faire petit moun tout etc. Ça veut dire que chaque parti sa yo yo kite nou avec yon expérience et expérience sa ta dwe utile ti moun ke nou menm n'ap lere yo nan yo dia mais malheureusement par rapport avec gens ki problème yo ap ravager certains parents yo vin démissionner de responsabilité yo ça vin fè ke ti moun yo tout yo vin fè tout grand monde. Parce que ti moun nan gon étape qu'il ta doit traverser étape ça il tout pas passer encore parce que parents qui t'el dans la rue a fait ça le parents qui t'el dans la rue l'a pensé Jean le parents qui t'el dans la rue l'a prend direction qu'il le ça veut dire que c'est comme si dès que ti moun nan fait si c'est trois ti moun qui gagne dans foyer ya et mais deux parents yo maman avec papa vinn gagne trois l'autre parents encore qui a grandi dans foyer ça vinn fait que nous vinn en façon yon situation que nous même kounya nous vinn pa ka gen contrôle li ça vinn fait que ti moun nan lèl rencontre nan la rue yon vinn pa gen respect pou encore parce que nous songe nan tan pa nous les par exemple nous tap grandi et lò rencontre ensemble avec yon monsieur ou pa kon premièrement li ou pa konnen ki yes moun nan yon ou pa konnen ki statut li premier bagay ko di ou di bonjour monsieur ou oui. Di bonsoir monsieur
bonsoir monsieur.
OK, ça c'est sa parent yo qui pat même rivé loin l'école. Yo même yo te kon apprend nou. Les par exemple ou rencontrer avec yon fille ko pa konnen statut li, est-ce que son moun ki marié, est-ce que c'est pour moun ki pa marié? Nous même nan langage pa nou yo te apprend nou pour nous di yo bonjour CC ou bien bonsoir CC. OK? Et les ça, les nous vin ap avanse kounya, nous vin ap développer et partenariat avec moun ki mieux placé passé nous moun ki mieux éduqué passé nous kounya ki sa yo di n'a parlé de l'école et mais yo di que l'on rencontre avec yon moun ou pas besoin connait s'il te marié s'il pas marié ou di bonjour madame ou di bonsoir madame ça veut dire que me penser que yon modèle pareil nous même comme parents quel que soit pays que nous t'a trouvé nous éparpiller nous t'a doué utiliser modèle ça. Par exemple, parents nous t'es toujours dit l'on pral rencontrer avec un monde qui pi grand pas sauté pour souffler sous lui ça c'est mal élevé.
Oui et non, on dit c'est mal élevé mais pendant que site les timon a soufflé, il dit que c'est cœur qui content leur souffler. Et
non, ça, mais nous-mêmes, dans la culture, par la façon que nous le disons, de vous souffler sur grand monde.
Ça, c'est le respect.
Grand monde, ça a quand même contre ça, pas besoin de maman avec papa pour le pinou. L'état doué mettre à genoux ou bien t'as doué bon écoute, c'est tout pour faire ça encore. Ok? Si par exemple, et nous détimons, nous t'as joué dans le chemin, dès que yon grand monde, yon monde qui pi grand passé, nous pral passé, premier ça nous fait nous lever pour nous camper et puis pour nous accoucouman kon nous, on ti jan enragé pour nous bay espace là avec monde qui pi grand passé, non pour le passé. Ça veut dire que, ou vi nous wè, laisse ça, te gen plus respect en dans société ya. Laisse ça nous pas gagner puis pas qu'être problème ça yo tout côté que ou te dit timon nan gen 15 ans la impliqué dans ça timon nan gen 12 ans la impliqué dans ça ça veut dire que ou même kounya ou vinn mando et ki nan ki société kounya ou a évoluer ou man et même si ou même kounya ou ta dit comme ça que quitter kou rale formule pour être dans quelle mesure que ou t'es capable retourner au vers sens positif là qu'on y au mando et parents par exemple semaine dernière moi gagné un ami et puis pendant nous ensemble et puis une responsable la police relève et puis le responsable la police relève va me dire bien monsieur son nez qui levé par bon parent. OK, monsieur dit responsable pour ça. Pour qui sont-ils? Ah, moi j'ai deux timounou qui là. Timoun qui là quoi lui? Il dit j'ai deux timounou qui là. Monsieur dit comme ça que au sens j'aime te dire que si timoun moi yo parce que c'est l'école météo. Si on t'a fait un désordre et c'est dans niveau la police, nous entrons ensemble parler dans téléphone moi. Parce que m'pa formé petitement pour t'a dans niveau ça. Eh bien, on connaît que les monsieur rivé, monsieur déplacé, monsieur de noir, les monsieur rivé et monsieur les monsieur vendant et puis il y a tellement connait tempérament li et puis responsable chef de poste arrêté dit on va besoin vite mauvais là nous parce que il y a pas fait des ordres fois ça. OK. Il y a pas fait des ordres non, c'est l'autre qui t'a pas fait des ordres sous yo. Et puis qu'il y a là yo même nous gétant prend yo et puis nous venir ensemble avec nous venir avec monde qui t'a pas non altercation avec yo. Okay. Kounya là monsieur vient descendre parce que les monsieur aller monsieur Kounya là il t'apprend agir en tant que parent. OK, ça veut dire que journée aujourd'hui a frème avec chemio captain de nous surtout qui fait partie communauté haïtienne nous gagner comme responsabilité pour lever ti moun nous comme grand moun pas gain de grand moun qui vivent dans kay là pas gain quatre grand moun qui vivent dans kay là yon ti moun c'est ti moun. Les timoun n'a déplacé le matin. Li pralé l'école ou gagné comme responsabilité pour checker valise li pour wè ki ça li gagné en dans valise là parce que dans valise là si c'est ti garçonnier t'a doué gagné cahier t'a doué gagné livre t'a doué gagné plume t'a doué gagné crayon. Tout l'autre bagaille qui en dans valise là qui pas engagé l'école là mérité yon punition par ou même. Pas quitter pour ces autorités pour venir pour mériter une punition par ou même en tant que parent. Si c'est demoiselle tout ou connaît qui ça ou même comme maman ou connaît qui ça doit gagner en dans valise li parce que gien en pile bagaille qui a passé la journée aujourd'hui ou même comme parent ou responsable parce qu'on pas fait travail pour là et laisse ça ou rend travail l'état vient beaucoup plus difficile parce que pendant que lui même l'a fait calcul pour nous voir comment que l'ité capable permettre que ou à l'aise en dans société en par rapport avec créer travail et puis même côté là ou mettons l'autre responsabilité sous dol qu'on y a pour de temps en temps li praler derrière ti moun ça parce que ti moun nan pas comporter comme ti moun mais pour lui même li comprendre qu'il a fait toute bagaille du fait que ou même ou pas prendre responsabilité.
Merci en pile Jean pour bon galer ça. With I mean, Mr. Jin just talk about just the parents how to growing up your children. Actually, I doing something as a parent with my son. He was 13 years old. Apparently, he's doing something which I don't like what he do that time, and I call a mom. I say, man, yo, your boy do something that I don't like, and we don't want that to go far, because if we don't start now with him, we let that continue going.
It will get worse.
It get worse. But what I always tell my son while he was growing up, I tell him, I'm not going to court for him. I'm not going to stand up a court. I'm not going to fox him to carry no land, nothing for him. I'm only here to pay school fee, to go on a PTA meeting, to go to hospital with him. That's it. And give him food or whatever. And anytime you want trouble, you get in trouble for yourself.
Yeah.
He do me something I don't like. I put him in my car. I carry him straight to the central police station.
Yeah.
And I let the police officer talk to him. And I want him to spend the night in the cell for him to feel how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually, the officer talked to him, waffly and stuff like that. Then he come in one. When we come back home, he say, Daddy, I can never do that to you no more.
Wow. That because, was the lesson.
What you do to me as a parent, you helped me to grow up. I say, I didn't do that for you, you know. I do that for the whole community in the Bahamas. Because if I don't correct you now, you're going to be a dangerous person for the community in Nassau. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the country we live. And then you say, okay, Daddy, I ain't gonna do that no more. You know, the children, they have a company, they have a friend.
Yeah.
One, I think he going to school, that was on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
School out like 12 o'clock. He never tell me school was out 12 o'clock. And then he come home till 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He said the schools have something, basketball, game and stuff like that. But you don't listen what your children told you.
No. You got to go to
you
the source.
You got to know to the source to find out exactly what is what. So I go into school on Monday morning, and I go into the principal. I ask him what happened Friday, what kind of activity they have in the school. She say, the school out from 12 o'clock, and we close the gate like 1 o'clock, so every children go home. I say, what? Okay, and I explain to her. I tell her what happened. She say, wow. Anyhow, I came again. I say, school out 12 o'clock.
So and what you've been doing
what
for
you've been doing
all them times.
1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Oh, Daddy, I scared to tell you that because my friend didn't tell me, let's go do this, let's go do that. Apparently, they go no more, they go all over the place. Good thing that day, nothing is happening.
Okay.
But I tell them, you know what?
That's this the last time.
Last time. I take my bell,
mm-hmm.
but I hang on. I give him a good cut. You know, I can't say that in the way you, but I can't say the way, you know, because, I tell him so. I make you here. You don't make me.
Yeah.
Before you make me shame or funny people because you carry my last name. Anything
so,
you do.
So you are taking responsibility
yeah,
as
I
a parent.
Yeah, I take responsibility as a parent. Then afterward, right, now I send him back in the state. All him friends he was growing up with, he was in the school. Every one of them now, who in the grave, they're in Foxdale.
Wow.
Or they have some, like, what you call it, bracelet on their foot, walking one.
So you can imagine if you didn't do what you're supposed to be doing.
If I didn't do what I'm supposed to do, I might then bury my son because his close friend died last year at the battle of the gunshot. That was so sad. Everyone in them died age 19, 18, 20, 21, 22.
Yeah.
But almost 20 of them.
Yeah.
You can imagine if I didn't correct them, what happened now?
Yeah.
Now, every day he called me, say, Daddy, thank you for what you do for me. If you didn't do that for me, I might then be dying. But you know they have a group. Every time something happened here, he's the first one call me.
So how many parents that who have done things like that?
Exactly. That's why we want all our parents who watch and who listen to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Your children don't bring you here. Sometimes some of the children say, oh, I'm not, they tell the parents, say, I'm not Haitian. But, bro, guess what? If you tell me your parents
are not
coming here, listen, your parents bring you here. Come in here, I will bring you. You say, okay, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back right after these messages. Don't go nowhere. So we're coming right back.
Drink Assans, plus earn money all while keeping our islands clean? You heard right. Assans bottles are recyclable, and when you return your used bottles, you can earn cash at any of our four bottle return locations. throughout the Bahamas. So savor the taste of your favorite Sands beer even longer, all while keeping our islands clean and your pockets full. Visit our website or social media pages for beer bottle return info. And join Jimmy's Wines and Spirits as we work to keep our beautiful Bahamas clean, green, and pristine.
Hey Lisa, AR Fidelity is free. Women Plus seminar is back.
Oh yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women Plus seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
Hanging with your friends, it's homecoming time again. Mashing crab and dough and slamming domino and sipping a sans. Sans beer! Refreshing and flavorful with the man and the boat on the label. Brewed right over here, a truly Bahamian beer. Sans beer!
Available at Jimmy's Liquor Stores or your favorite restaurants and liquor stores throughout the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Oui, merci. Nous retournons back et pas oublier sur au fait branché, pas oublier émission radio ça va attendre là. Really, let's talk together. And then we on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For those who want to participate with you, with us in this studio, you could call 323-6293, 325-4316, or you could stream live on guardianradio.com or download the Guardian Radio app in your smartphone or mobile device. So, I mean, you can, anywhere you go,
you have different ways.
Yeah, you got different ways to connect with us. So, don't forget, this show brought to you by Sans Beer. For those who drink, get your Sans Beer for like, I don't know, six for what? I don't know, maybe six for three for five or three for six. I don't know. Actually, when you go on the bar, you know exactly. But I don't drink, but I can get my Kool-Aid. Oh, I can get some Kool-Aid and some sugar, then bam, good to go. So, après-midi, vous connaissez qui ça qui nous parle, let's talk together. On nous parle ensemble, parents haïtiens, on nous parle ensemble avec tout le monde qui nous gagne. The same way I was talk to my son, so take him out of the trouble, but you can talk to your daughter, your son.
The same way.
Et,
see, the thing is, right? Every parent would like to be proud of their children. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there are some works to do.
Yeah, it is.
And they must be done at home. If you as a parents don't do your job, how you are expecting your child or your children to do well when they are in the streets?
But sometimes the children you have home, Jean, and the children you have in the street.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The children you have in the classroom and the children you have when they come out of school.
Yes.
You understand? So
yes.
That's something like actually your child, you know, I mean, it's very hard right now, I mean, as a parent to growing up your child, because now you find what's saying, the child have a child. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it like that.
That's another problem in the society.
That's another problem again we have. Now, think about it now. Has a mother or a father. The father going to wake 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The mother going to wake 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The child get up himself, get to everything himself, going to school.
Mm-hmm.
The children right now don't have their parents that
but
education right there.
Smith, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, the parents that we had.
Yeah, you're telling back the days, but now they call themselves.
No, I'm trying to make a point.
Right?
I'm trying to make a point.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The parents that we had back in the days,
mm-hmm.
when they have sent us to school, we came home. Even though we had our homework to do,
mm-hmm.
but they still asked us
exactly.
to go to the farm and
mm-hmm.
farming with them.
Yeah.
So which means they grow you, they raise you
mm-hmm.
out to be strong
mm-hmm.
in your life. But that's the same children that we was back in the days
mm-hmm.
who are today. So what happened? Something are not right. And then we must fix it. Okay? In the same way that you taken your responsibility to tell your son, and the way that you are acting yourself,
mm-hmm.
I am not going to accept it. Other parents could do the same thing.
Yeah,
Nothing hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing hard.
Yeah.
But if you get up in the house every morning, you are dealing with your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't check for your children. Only one thing is concerned you is send the child to school.
Yeah.
Or send the children to school. And that's it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the whatever that you're trying to get from those children for you to be proud, trust me, nothing happening. Nothing happening. Because you are doing your job in halfway. It cannot be happened.
Yeah, but basically, Gene, but the job, like, listen, school have to do their part. As a parents, we have to do our part too. But, and the church, you know, let's say like 95% of Haitian people go to church. Okay, you know that, right?
That's another problem in our society.
So, It's like
not because they go to church or no.
Yeah, I understand. So,
but the leaders,
The point I'm trying to make. So, we have to try the way we got to solve this problem. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at like at the school last year, how many stabbing we have in the school?
Yeah,
that's very sad. And your child leave home. You don't know what your child be carrying. Sometimes the friend give them stuff to carry to school.
That's what I'm saying.
And you don't know. Sometimes your child...
You're supposed to check your child bag before he leave home to go to school.
You can check your child bag. Nothing is on it. And when you get the friend them say, hold this for me. Put this in your bag for me. Last few years ago, I think I told you that before. One lady who I live with, she have a son. And I think the son would be in the school. the school right there, you know, I forget, that's Guagman High, I guess. They blue and white. I think it's Guagman High. And then 5 o'clock, I see the police car pull up in the yard. I say, wow, what happened? And then, well, I see myself, I don't do nothing, so I say, well, let me see. And then when I come out, I see the boy in the police car, and they come in. They ask me, who's the parents? I say, I ain't no parents, but I live in the house with our mother. So what happened? They say, he carry a box cutter. They find a box cutter on his back, on his bag. I say, box cutter for what? They tell me the box cutter could do anything. They can kill you, but they show me he got a special box cutter, like, you know, and he was getting a fight with someone, and then he was pulling up. You know, when you pull out, anything can happen. I think that time one child got hurt, and they tell me, well, you got to go to court. They press charge, actually. And I didn't know where the boy was in the gang or not, but he have one sign when he hears something like that. He'd have a little thing there. And when I reached the station and they're going to interview us, because he was underage, the officer asked him, what the gang bang you into? I shocked.
Yeah. Because of the sign.
Yeah, of the sign. He got out. I say, he say, come on now. The officer say, I say, why are you asking that? He say, yeah, you ain't see that? And you know, we know the same that.
Yeah, but you said you don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, because... And basically, like, he called the name of the gang, but I don't want to call the name in the radio. And I say, wow. I say, that boy can cost my life, everyone in the house life. Because if you do not correct your child have a gun, or your child have something, you do not stop in it. You do not go talk to someone. The child can risk your life, could be in danger, everybody. Because the gun he have, that gonna endanger someone out there, and you can endanger yourself too. And apparently, that mother can go on the court because she can speak nothing. I go and stand up on the court for him. His father don't want to come. And I tell him, bro, you ain't nothing for me. But because your mother can't stand, I come in for you. My first time I ever come in the court, and I was 49 years old. I'm 50 years old, bro. I don't think you could do that for me anymore. And it's his first time and last time. You're doing that? You see what happened? Your daddy don't come. Your mother don't come. If I don't come, you'll be in jail. So what you going to do in life? He say, man, I ain't going to do that no more. It's my friend them tell me to pull it out. I say, you see that? He say, your friend. Why you listen your friend to do something stupid?
Yeah. He say, okay. And then you don't listen to your parents.
He say, like, oh, my boy them tell me if I don't do it, I'll get beaten. That's the next thing like that again. So the friend them, whatever the friend them tell them to do, that's what they're going by to do. But we try, we fix this. But what I'm trying to say now to those parents who have your child, please talk to your child.
Smith, you see that sad story that you just tried to explain to me and to every our listeners. Let me tell you something. In 2010, I live in the same place with some people. The man that who had 5 children, he had a girlfriend that which is a Bahamian lady. And then she is taking responsibility to take care of all of them, send them to school and things like that.
Wow.
Every weekend, Saturday, only him was a boy, okay? 4 girls, 1 boy. And then they sent him to get his hair cut. They sent him out to get his hair cut. When he came home, he was 5 years old at the time. I see he did little thing,
when,
right?
One bag he put here, That's the mark they had.
And then I went to the Bahamian lady and said, boss lady, so why y'all let him as a child do things like that? And he's here. Yeah. And things like that.
She said, "Oh, I don't know why he doing this." Yeah,
that's the sign of the big man, whatever they call
it. I have told her. That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
And then you must do everything that you can to correct that problem. I wasn't a prophet and things like that. They used to call it, right? But I said, you must do everything that you can to correct that. Beyond that, that will be a problem for the family. Last month, his uncle, who is a pastor, called me and saying that they have someone died and their family. I said, really? I said, who that is? The same boy.
The same boy who is 5 years old when he have that take him in the head. Yeah. See?
He get shoot.
Okay.
And then he was 17.
Years 17 old. Years old.
Being in jail and things. So, you as a parents who are listening to us right now, we are begging you, please, take your responsibility. If you don't do it now, you won't be able to do it tomorrow. Because those children who are out there, they believe they can do whatever they want. Please, we are here to talk to you, to give you our testimony. You can take it as a modern to do your part. Smith just told you what he has been experienced with his son. And his son is able to tell them today, Daddy, if you didn't do what you have done for me, I would be in the grave today. So you know what that means. We are not pressuring you to tell you what to do with your children, because that's your children.
Oh yeah, we gotta put pressure on them. That's only where we get the problem.
Okay.
If we don't put pressure on them, because they can do it. We have to do it.
Okay? Any yard that I live, no matter who you are, says that you are a child, trust me, you will conduct yourself as a child. Because I am not playing with you at all.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Sometimes I go into the Haitian.
I am not looking at it.
Yeah.
Like, so, you supposed to be my child. Yeah. No, I don't see it that way.
No,
since that I am in the yard, trust me, you cannot do what you want to do.
Yeah, but you, parents, yo, après-midi, merci, Jean, pour bon râle et sauf. Papa, trace les yeux, parce que tu as balé en anglais. Vous faites tout de vous quand même. Même que nous pas capable
d'anglais. Quoi que nous pas capable
d'anglais, mais nous balé box quand même. Nous pas balé à crever. Oui, et pas oublier, nous avons salué un pile de monde qui a branché sur le show ensemble avec nous. Nous avons Rosie Almono, nous avons Anna Kazimik branché avec nous. Nous avons Tetli, Love, qui a watch nous. Merci Tetli. Et nous avons Deole Joseph qui est avec
nous. Mais si nous avons branché nous pas suivi, nous avons dit ça.
Oui, c'est ça. Et nous avons pile de monde qui nous dit merci parce que vous branché. Oui, et parents, mais qui ça que nous avons besoin dans la communauté? When you have a good child, you're going to have a good country.
Yes.
People don't understand
yes.
that.
Yes.
Because.
And then you will have a better
we'll
society.
We'll have a better society. Because yes. Prime Minister Brave David don't know he's going to be a prime minister today.
No, he didn't know that.
He didn't know that.
Yeah. But he went hard for it.
Yeah, he hard for it. But he was a child too, just like me and you.
Yeah.
For you who like underage, you have plenty to give. And to me, I'm on my way to go, Jane on the way to go, producer on the way to go, because you might replace me tomorrow. I mean, as a young Haitian too, who come from Haiti to come in here in the Bahamas, I know a lot of stuff I hear happening. I think you could do the same thing I do. You know, back then, 1990, we didn't have opportunity we have now. I remember one time they wanted to pass a message.
Yeah.
That was, I forget who was the actor of immigration that time. Anyhow, we're going to come back afterward. We're going to tell you exactly what is what. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I think this is the last break we're going to take. And then we come back, we can tell you, we're going to close the show, and then we're going to tell you how it is. Then don't forget why we take the show. Yeah. Take your son, bear with you.
Did you know you can drink Assans, plus earn money all while keeping our islands clean? You heard right. Assans bottles are recyclable, and when you return your used bottles, you can earn cash at any of our 4 bottle return locations throughout the Bahamas. So savor the taste of your favorite Sands beer even longer, all while keeping our islands clean and your pockets full. Visit our website or social media pages for beer bottle return info. And join Jimmy's Wines and Spirits as we work to keep our beautiful Bahamas clean, green, and pristine.
Hey Lisa, at Hair Fidelity is free. Women Plus Seminar is back.
Oh yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus Seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women's Plus Seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
Hanging with your friends, it's homecoming time again. Mashing carbon door and slamming domino and sipping a sans. Sans beer, refreshing and flavorful, with the man and the boat on the label. Brewed right over here, a truly Bahamian beer. Sans beer.
Available at Jimmy's Liquor Stores or your favorite restaurants and liquor stores throughout the Bahamas.
Sans beer.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation.
96.9 FM. Thank you, Lady T. You know, she can present this afternoon and we come to do the show for her. I do not come to replace her. I come to sit for her.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So,
get it right.
So, next week, Sunday, you get our Lady T, a very nice lady. And she's a person in the community who do a very good job. She's an example for Haitian Bahamian. We want every Haitian Bahamian to be example like her. She really participated in the Haitian community here. And I know everybody know Lady T.
Yes.
Every time something happens, she always go on the yard. Actually, we're supposed to go on the yard, you know. You were supposed to talk to some,
but she was busy.
Yeah. So I don't know when last you visit some Haitian yard. You talk to young guys and stuff like that.
Last week.
I know you do your job.
Yeah.
So basically, we
and I will
to
continue.
Do more.
To
we
do
continue
so.
Do so. And no, we're not gonna call them the yard today. But we need some parents to participate with us. So we have the number there. They can call.
Yes.
And they could. Tell the story, like I say in myself, what I was doing for my son. You couldn't do that for your son.
Don't be ashamed.
Your daughter. You couldn't
yeah,
do that. Because
be
better children you have is better nation you can have tomorrow. If you have a... Listen, you... I mean... You know, y'all watching news. and you only read newspaper in the morning. What I try to say to you, please buy newspaper in the morning. Buy, I ain't gonna tell you to buy Guardian News or Tribune News. You could buy newspaper because and to see what
all happened. Them stories will be there.
And everything happened, they'll be in newspaper. You'll see. So I want you to take the copy, read to see what happened, and then you could try encourage your child. The young children, them, you know, sometimes when you try talk to them, they do not understand. But the way is the better way to do. You have like a 5-step way to helping your children. And I know some of the children is very hard for you. It's very hard to.
And then we can beg those pastors that were leaders in the community just to step in, man. Step in.
Yeah, we have a lot. following Sunday, we have the show about the pastor's name. I think I was on the phone that time. And that show, Lady T was telling me, oh, the pastor's name do this, they do that. I would say, Lady T, don't put no excuse for
the pastor. So what's the result of that?
So we need... We don't want the pastors.
If they do X, Y, Z, what is the result?
So that's the next one we gotta come with. And we don't want to go too far with that because if we open the pastor side, because you know that's a lot to say, because you know it, Altaïs. I mean Jean, and I know it, and you watching, you know it too, because it's a lot of we have to do. And we have some plenty good parents.
Yes. Okay? Yes, we have a lot.
We have plenty good parents because if we don't have no good parents, we're gonna have a better country like that. So we ask you now, for those who have a young boys them, young child, I mean young woman them, because right now 18 years old now, they tell you they woman.
I can understand that.
Okay.
And so their parents accept that.
Some of them, their parents can't talk to them. Yeah. They do whatever they want to do. And what I realized that, and some of the students too, they do it, because even the teacher, they do not respect the teacher too. So I remember one time, I tell you the story. I supposed to go on to school 8 o'clock. And 8:15, you know, when back then, when the flag go up, you have to stay. Mm-hmm. I was by the police station.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed.
Yeah.
And then, and when I went to school, I tell the teacher, I say, because I late, because we had to stop, because they put the flag in. I say, oh, you stop. Okay. I came inside. He say, you know why I gonna beat you? I say, I don't know. He say,
because you didn't stop for this.
You stop, it's a good thing you stop because you respect our flag and you respect our law.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wake up early, you did get yourself prepared. That 8 o'clock should never get you beyond the police station. You should be then past the police station.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk to me, and you know from day one, I never was to school late that time.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I do something to school, they send me home. I don't want to get my mother, right? Mm-hmm. I know she's going to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
I get the noise. I tell her, can you carry me back to school? Bro, I should bring my mother. Mm-hmm. Dennis beat me like, I don't know. She gave me a good cut hip.
Mm-hmm.
And then after she do that, she say, you know why I do that? I do that. You will never do that tomorrow. And I see on you, you could be someone in your life, mm-hmm. and you could be someone for your family to stand up for. And Smith, the same thing she did to me.
Smith, let me tell you something quick, right? My daughter is 10 right now. Okay, she's in Canada. When she was 7, she went to school, and then her teacher was trying to be strong on her to make sure that she did what she's supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then 7, she was mad and things like that. And then she speak different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And because the teacher only speak French.
You're right.
The teacher couldn't speak English.
No.
And then she get up and, right? And she started speaking English and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So the teacher call her mommy and to let her know. And then she called me on video call, right? Mm-hmm. And then she passed the phone into her. And then I sit down and look at her. And I said, my daughter, what I heard that you've been doing in school and things like that. She said, at the time, all I see water.
Yeah, but no, water.
Tear.
Yeah, because she's scared. No. She knew you were going to play with her.
I told her, so what you want me to do? You want me to buy my ticket and come over to deal with you? Just like that. She said, no, daddy. I said, okay. So what you will be doing to correct what you did? She said, I will never do that again.
Okay.
Listen, from that 7, now she 10, that never and ever
happen anymore.
I don't beat her. Okay? I just look at her, my face telling her what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
My face. So if you are out there, that's your child. That's your children. You want all good stuff that happening in the society. You would like to be proud of them?
Yeah.
Do your job.
And all of good things, like I said, all the good stuff would happen now on society, they come in on good parents.
Yes.
Okay?
But they work hard for that.
If you don't have no good parents, we didn't have the good producer who said that.
Over
2000, he was the school when we built them.
And then he was trying to speak a little Creole.
Yeah, little Creole, and they didn't want to teach him that little Creole. So now today we have him as a producer. You couldn't be there too. And we have Jane. If he didn't listen to parents, he couldn't be there today. Me too. So actually, my mother, she can't write, she can't read, she don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't understand that.
But you're here today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, ça n'a pas encouragé, parents, yo. Nous gagnons un pile travail que nous gagnons pour nous faire avec Timon, yo. Ça que nous besoin faire, c'est parler avec yo. Demain, si Dieu veut, là, nous gagnons un bon Timon, nous gagnons un bon demain, nous gagnons une bonne société. Mais c'est nous-mêmes qui pouvons commencer à parler avec Timon.
Et là, ça, vous-même, comme parents, vous marchez sans qu'elle saute.
Oui, vous marchez sans qu'elle saute.
Sans qu'elle saute, parce que vous parlez dans la tête ou que ça, Timon, ça va pas trop, Timon, ça va pas
trop. Vous dormez sans qu'elle saute. Et c'est comme ça, tout. Ou même qui gagne un Timon, là, gars. Well, acting like funny. Aller à côté un pasteur ou bien un monde qui est capable de corriger. Like, you know, someone to talk to. Et puis, la parle avec mon nom. Get advice from someone. Because you see your children come home with some new pair tennis, you didn't give it to him or you didn't give it to her, ask her where she get it from.
Yeah, you got the ask.
I myself, as a parent, you come in home with the new pair tennis, I didn't buy it for you. Bro, you know you're going to police station. You got to tell the police station where you get it from because I ain't going to jail for you. And listen, I get sleep now, you hear something happen, then I die, you die. If you home, you have your child. You know, like, you knowledge, like, he have a gun. And you don't say nothing about it. The same gun your child have, that can cost your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's meant, you cannot let your child take, like, he's a man or he's a woman. You born them, you know, they ain't born you. They don't come here, you bring them here. Even though they say we Haitian, and they're not Haitian, I don't blame them say that. But you brought them here, you born them. So, if I Haitian, you Haitian too. So that's mean if I know you speak English, I can't speak English, but guess what? That little Creole, that little English I have, trust me, I can box it to you. Anyhow, merci tout le monde. Et nous allons finir show là. Les nous veut pour nous aller. Nous grand pile pour nous te parler, nous va ca parler yo. Et bien Zami Tavor, c'était monsieur Smith Joseph et puis nous gagnons.
Mais c'est Jean-Renaud Lalta. C'est ton plaisir de ça.
C'est ton plaisir. Rendez-vous cassé pour l'autre dimanche avec l'édite. Thank you everybody for watching the show and thank you, Sun Bear, and thank you, every one of you. Thank you, producer, for the good job you do with us today. Thank you. We'd like to see you next time to say some Creole with us too, okay? All right.